This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, April 23rd. God's word to you today is the saints, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. I have discovered in my little walk with God and my little work for God, regardless of all the pendulum and all the pressure, by the time you look back, you will notice that God has won the battle for you. In spite of all the pressure that Paul went through, they dragged him like an animal to the amphitheater. The amphitheater could sit about 25,000 people. They were using it for the arts, then the gladiators. Yet the church stood and waxed strong. You cannot kick against Christ and survive. Everyone that kicks against him becomes history, every single one. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Who was Paul's letter addressed to? Paul's letter was addressed to the saints who are in Ephesus. I thought saints are supposed to be in heaven. There is a part of the church that teaches that saints are in heaven. But we see in the Bible that saints are here on earth. In fact, there are saints in your local church. I know for a lot of us, the thought on our minds is, what? I am not a saint. You will be by the time the Holy Spirit is done with you today. If you compare scripture with scripture, you will see that this is not an isolated case. Romans chapter 1 verse 7 from the New Revised Standard Version says, To all God's beloved in Rome, who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2 from the New Revised Standard Version says, To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. It is a big fat lie that you have to get to a special status to become a saint. The only thing that qualifies you is, Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When you see things about St. Peter, St. Cornelius, St. Thomas, St. Thaddeus, it is a big fat lie. I'm not criticizing any church. I'm just preaching the word of God. You saw it in the Bible. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn.
Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.